This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
Love stories are themselves a genre many of us love. From the meet-cutes to the happy endings and through all the ups and downs in between, they scratch an itch like nothing else. I'm Linda Holmes, and today we're recommending great books for people who love love and romance on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Homes.com. When you're home shopping as a parent, you have lots of questions about local schools. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by a dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. This message comes from NPR sponsor BritBox, helping people discover a world of British TV, including new original drama Time, starring Jodie Whittaker, Tamara Lawrence, and Bella Ramsey. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR.
The Indicator from Planet Money is all in on video games. Not just because they're a fun hobby. Video games are one of the fastest growing businesses worldwide, worth more than the film and music industries combined.
We're seeing some games that are really taking, $500 million to make.
We're taking a week-long look at the video game industry. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Joining me today is Lauren Migaki. She's an NPR senior producer, and back in an earlier, much earlier time, she was a producer for this very podcast. Welcome back to the show, Lauren.
Hi, Linda.
So we probably don't need to explain what a love story is, but you should note that NPR's Books We Love project is chock full of personal and deeply felt book recommendations in lots of genres. That's where we're looking for these particular titles. Lauren, what's up first?
Okay. Well, Linda, I'm going to take you on a journey today.
I love a journey.
We're going to stop at two deeply unromantic destinations and one that's supposed to be romantic, but turns out to kind of not be at all.
Perfect.
So my first pick is Love and Other Flight Delays by Denise Williams. This is unromantic destination number one. You can probably guess it. It's at an airport. Actually three novellas that all take place at the airport. And I love this because if a person is their best, most ideal self on vacation, then obviously the opposite is true for your airport self, right? It is
Yes. Sweaty,
you're schlepping, you're snapping at the people who are leaving their coats in the overhead compartment, which mm-hmm. is absolutely mm-hmm. not where they go.
Can confirm.
It's just a deeply unsexy place, but it's also this kind of amazing place where we meet strangers from all walks of life, people we wouldn't meet otherwise. And we're all kind of brought together by this shared triumph and humiliation of air travel. So that's just the airport, and never mind the fact that, like, an airplane, like, being in the middle seat is the definition of forced proximity.
Mm-hmm.
And I've definitely never been seated next to a handsome stranger on an airplane, but the dream is alive in this book.
I was going to say, it always seems possible.
It does, right? The possibilities are endless, and so that's kind of what Denise Williams is doing here, is kind of dreaming up what could happen with the handsome stranger that you sidle up to a bar stool while you're waiting out your delay. There's dates on the moving walkway and at the soft pretzel place.
Oh, I love this. I got to read this.
Right? And don't get me wrong, like, a whirlwind romance in Paris is lovely, but, you know, if you find someone that loves you at baggage claim, that's a keeper.
That is true. I have to ask you, you know, I know that you do a lot of traveling for NPR. You've been overseas a number of times.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, your affection for love stories has anything to do with kind of the escapism of something that's not quite as stressful as overseas travel?
Yeah, I mean, I spent 2022 and 2023 in and out of Ukraine. I went to Israel. Like, I'm in and out of a lot of airports for work. There is something so beautiful about knowing that there's going to be a happy ending when so much of our life isn't happy endings. And I also think, like, journalism kind of has a lot of, like, potential for whirlwind romance as well. Not that this has ever happened, and it rarely happens on the job, but, like, it's a starter story for a romance.
Absolutely. I love it. All right, so that is Love and Other Flight Delays by Denise Williams. Lauren, what is your second pick?
Okay, so the next pick is another unromantic place. The book is Much Ado About Nada, and it's by Uzma Jalaluddin. It takes place at a convention hall.
Oh, yeah.
Which, like, there's nothing romantic about some fluorescent mm-hmm. overhead lights, mm-mm. the AC's turned up so high that your lips turn blue. Mm-hmm. But I think any of us who've ever been to a conference for school or work know, like, there's a lot more that happens than just networking.
Yes.
It's a great place to meet people. And so that's where the backdrop is for this book. It's at this big Muslim conference in Toronto where Nada, our main character, sees Boz, her ex, who she hasn't talked to in years. And basically their secret, messy past kind of threatens to spill out. They've known each other throughout their lives, which is kind of interesting. And the book goes back and forth between childhood and teen years and college and present as we kind of slowly learn the history of why they haven't spoken in so long. Nada is nearing 30. She's had a business flop. She's totally plateaued. She's like living at home, kind of a shell of her former self. Meanwhile, Boz now is like the successful guy. He's managing his brother's band. And so over the course of the book, they kind of wrestle with who they once were to each other and who they could still be. And even though it's a romance, there's this like beautiful ensemble cast that Jalaluddin creates of family and friends who surround Boz and Nada. And like, they're so chaotic, but they also are just so deeply loving at their core. And they're people who, you know, it's like people who have known you at every awkward stage mm-hmm. in your life and seen all your highs and lows and still mm-hmm. love you. There's just something really special about that.
The friends and family in a love story are so important, I think.
We do not exist in vacuums.
Exactly. You never kind of want both of the people to seem like they never talk to anyone except each other or like they don't have any like lives outside of this.
Right.
This meetup and this potential romance. I think that's usually the way that they kind of explain who a character really is that you see,
yes.
you know, their family, their friends. It's how you kind of get to know them, just as it is in real life. Like when you meet someone's family, you're like, oh, now I get it.
I had that exact experience with my partner where he like met my parents and he was like, oh, it makes sense now.
Everything makes sense now. So it makes sense that it exists there too. So that's Much Ado About Nada by Uzma Jalaluddin. Thank you for that pick. Let's do a third one.
So my third pick is The True Love Experiment. It's by Christina Lauren, which is a co-author duo of Christina Hobbs and Lauren Billings. It is set on the set of a reality TV show where the main character is looking for love, you know, should be so deeply romantic. Mm-hmm. But as it turns out, when you are trying to fit eight dudes into like a tight TV show, it's just like not actually that sexy. So
yeah.
For anyone who's ever watched The Bachelor or any show like that, you know, we know it's more for the cameras. But this one is, it features a prolific romance author, Felicity Fizzy Chen. She's dealing with this epic bout of writer's block. She's having kind of some stumbling in her personal life as well. And so she gets this offer to be the star of a TV reality show where she finds love. And all of the characters, all of the love interests are tropes from romance novels. You've got like the cinnamon bun dude, the hot, muscly guy who knits, the nerd, the silver fox. But surprise, surprise, she falls in love with someone behind the camera.
Amazing.
It is just so filled with joy and like, just sparkles of delight. But the characters are all like flawed enough that it's not like overly shiny. You know, it still feels real and true to themselves. And I just want to mention one thing, which is so interesting. And I'm not sure I've seen this done very well before, but they wrote an Asian main character. Neither of the authors are Asian. They clearly put in a lot of work with, you know, Asian friends and sensitivity writers and whatnot to get this right. And the thing that's so beautiful is that Fizzy gets to be a real person. She's not this trope. She's not a stereotype. She doesn't have like this ambiguous dark skin with none of the cultural things that go along with it.
Right, sure.
She's vivacious and nuanced, and she has immigrant parents who aren't really sure what to make of her career. And she's not a side character. And so I just really appreciated seeing that.
That sounds wonderful. These are all books that I would read, Lauren McGaughey. You always do me a favor with this segment. So that is The True Love Experiment by Christina Lauren. If you want to discover even more books NPR loved, visit npr.org/bestbooks. And that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much for being here again, Lauren.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Ramel Wood and Hafsa Fathima and edited by Jessica Reedy and Mike Katzeff. Hello Come In provides our theme music. The Books We Love project is produced and edited by Rose Friedman, Beth Novi, and Megan Collins Sullivan. Thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. I'm Linda Holmes, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator for Planet Money podcast on NPR.
Hey, I hear you have a birthday coming up. Yeah, you. If you're listening to this, that means you have a birthday coming up eventually. And here at Life Kit, we want it to be a special one.
Magic can happen and good luck can happen and serendipity can happen if we're open to it.
How to have a good birthday, even if you're not a birthday person. That's on the Life Kit podcast from NPR.
Do you ever wish you could get your stories in 3 hours rather than 3 minutes? Or maybe you're sick of doom scrolling, getting your news in bits and pieces. That is where Embedded comes in. We bring you documentary series that will change the way you think about things. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.